Sports talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, Lubbock Sports Medicine. What a team of doctors. Boy, I'm hearing so many people that are going in and getting worked on, and they just take such great care of you at Lubbock Sports Medicine. A great team of doctors there. Kind of world-renowned doctors. People from all over this part of the country come in to Lubbock Sports Medicine.
Well, since it's my wife's birthday, I'll talk about her again. She's going through the process of getting her knee replacement from our friends at Lubbock Sports Medicine, and we're delighted with the process.
You trade it out, or are you going to pay for it?
I guess we're going to take. They're going to want money.
You don't know if you wanted to trade out knee replacement.
No,
they might not try.
No,
they would.
You
try
want
hard.
Their best effort.
Yeah, we're just trading this out. They do great. Go to LubbockSportsMed.com. LubbockSportsMed.com. You can see all the doctors and everything about them, and then after you get your knee fixed, and run over to Mighty Wash. Get your car washed, to treat for you.
And I tell you what we really ought to talk about pretty soon is Golf USA. Stacy Nix at Golf USA.
Yeah, let's
Stacy,
talk about
there?
That.
I am here.
Hey, good morning. Have you got my clubs ready yet?
Did you go get measured?
No.
Oh.
You kind of know what I need, don't you, Stacy? I don't need to come in, do
David,
I?
Yeah, I got your left-handed clubs ready to go.
He says he's going to put pink shafts in all my clubs. Why would you say that?
Hey, you guys were talking about officials. What about Richard Wittenberg was an official?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Hey, let me tell you a funny. I'm going to tie this together. Goff and Wittenberg. I was a member out there when I was coaching, and he got one of my wooden bats from when I played ball, and he whittled it and carved it. He went in the back there at Hillcrest and whittled it into a putter. So I had me a baseball bat putter.
He was a whittler, too.
Yeah, that's where he got the name. That's where he got the name.
Wittenberg.
Richard was
Wittenberg.
He was a character. There's so many things about him. Anyway, what's up? We're going to talk golf?
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like.
What else do you know? Yeah. You know church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But
we're real limited on what we can talk to you about, Stacy.
Tell me which direction you want to go. And
well,
let's
go church real quick since you're there. Don't y'all have something special this weekend?
They do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, 20-year anniversary, and Mr. Zach Randles, I was with him this morning, and just got finished up with a little meeting there, and he's coming back to Victory Life Church, 20-year celebration, and so they're kind of a pretty special weekend.
To honor his dad, John Randles.
Yes, that is
so great that y'all are doing that.
Well, you can't just get anybody to come back and honor your dad. He's got to be – is he as gifted as his dad, or in the same – he's not a plumber, is he?
No, he's a preacher in Washington, D.C. He started a church.
It's unbelievable what God has done in Washington, D.C. with that church. Zach is a little bit more softer than John and very effective.
Softer.
Just a little bit softer.
Well, everybody knows John knows exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He didn't put up with nothing. But anyway, that's a great deal. Tell everybody the schedule, and there'll be people out there who want to come hear Zach.
Yeah.
What's the schedule?
Yeah, today, starting at 10, he's doing a segment on church planning. And then after that, we'll have some breakout sessions.
Who wants to go to that?
Yeah. Church planning? Yeah.
And don't go to that. Stay home and watch our show.
Yeah.
Don't go to that.
Well, so then hit it tomorrow for two services tomorrow.
Yeah, we want to hear him preach.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What time are the services, Stacy? Do you know?
I believe they're 9:15 and 10:45.
Okay, 9:15 and 10:45, and tell them where your church is and all that stuff.
Victory Life Church out on Slide Road, almost to 1585.
Yeah. Just right across the street from out on the patio.
that is
exactly right.
That's Katrina, probably know right? where it
and
is.
And stop by and say hi to Katrina.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get you some outdoor furniture while
you're going.
Well, she's closed on Sundays, but
that's right.
That'll be a great day. I hope a bunch of people just show up out there for Zach. That'd be cool.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And honoring John. 20 years. Is that how long Victory Life has been here?
It has.
Have you been there since the beginning?
No, I've been there 16 years.
That's a long time. You're like head of the elders or something, aren't you?
I make coffee and take out trash and sweep. And
no, I've been there a couple times. Stacy's a big deal. He's something else.
Yeah. You make, like I said, you make coffee and you do what needs to be done.
Hey, I heard a rumor, Stacy.
Oh, good.
I heard a rumor. I heard it from you. And that's that you're playing golf now. You're playing more golf. Gary's actually seen you at the course. We tried to get you to play. You just don't want to play with us.
I've seen you quite a bit at the course.
I have. I told Gary I would play, but I got to ease back into it a couple of nine-hole times because he walks.
It's golf.
I'm going to be able to walk, too. Yeah.
All right. And I'll play nine holes with you.
What, do you get tired?
I don't have to play 18.
When you walk, when you hit it as crooked as I do, you get a lot of steps in.
Hey, yeah. Do you think 18 is the right amount of holes, or you think that's like a few too many?
Well, it depends on if you want to shoot a certain score.
That's
just
right.
Stop, whatever that score is. If it takes 15 holes or 16 holes, pick out a score, and then you should just stop.
That ought to be a good way to do it. And that ought to be socially acceptable amongst your friends.
Your friends would love you for that.
That's right. I'm going to shoot today, and however long that takes you, I'm out of here.
Yeah. I like that, Stacy.
Yeah, that's a good plan. So I'm glad you'll have to play with us someday if you feel like it. You probably don't want to, but.
Absolutely.
We'd love for you to.
I would. Yeah, let's do it. Let's plan on it.
And I'll get some new clubs. Hey, I want that new TaylorMade driver, that QX110 or whatever it is. What is the name of that?
That's probably old now.
Yeah, probably.
QI,
What is it?
Yeah, the TaylorMade. Yeah, the QI TaylorMade.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you have any?
I do. How many do you guys want?
I just need one.
Just a couple.
I'm still playing that driver that has a white head on it. You know that? Remember when that was popular?
You ought to paint that thing.
Keep waiting for it to come
paint
back
it
in.
Paint it pink to match your grips.
And ping I3s.
And I think Gary's probably still putting with that putter that Wittenberg made, too. So.
Yeah. Hey, I heard a good story.
You guys could step up a little bit.
Who's that guy that you started Golf USA with? Kelly, what's his name? Your partners.
The two Kellys started out with Lubbock Golf Discount.
Yeah,
I worked
Lubbock
for
Golf
them
Discount
for many years. Yeah, and I worked for them many years, and then came over.
Yeah, okay. He wasn't your partner; he was your boss. But
yes.
Anyway, I heard a story about him because I play Ping I3s, which are who knows how old they are, 25 years when that was their club. But Kelly
be worth something.
What's Kelly's last name? The Kelly
Kelly McElhaney and Kelly Mailer.
McElhaney. He was the one. And they went and played golf one day. And this was a few years ago, but Kelly's favorite clubs were Ping I2s. They were older than mine. And he goes, it's really not good that I'm out here with Ping I2s and I have a golf store because people look at me. He goes, why are you playing those clubs? Those are ancient.
I sell the new ones. I play with the old ones. I sell the new ones.
Yeah.
Oldie but goodies for sure.
All right. Well, how's it going at Golf USA? Good?
Yes. Spring has kicked off good. The recent rains are going to be great for the courses. So and the winds came back. So
that's what we're
typical spring.
It's golf season.
It's golf season. That's right.
Now, it's Masters week. Do you notice a pickup in activity?
Yeah, I think that's for most people. For the just the casual golfer, that seems to be. You know, the weather changes, right? Leaves come out, all that stuff, and the course greens up, and that seems to be the time that it starts. But I think this year, for whatever reason, people started a little bit earlier in March. I think
we play all year.
A lot of activity. Yeah, you guys do. Have you guys watched the Masters? Have you watched any?
I watched those guys talk about the Masters. That's all I've watched. and they won't shut up. Show me some shots.
Well, they're not allowed to.
I know. They can show shots that have already happened, can't they? Yeah, they
can they?
Yeah, I think they can.
Yeah.
Well, show me some. Quit talking about it. I was so frustrated. And I went to CBS. It wasn't there. And I went to NBC, and it wasn't there. And now Gary tells me it's on ESPN. You can't find any sports where it's supposed to be anymore. It's supposed to be on CBS.
Well, yeah, masters.org gives you live feed. Yeah,
you can watch it on your computer.
Yeah, and you can do that and catch it all the time.
Good. But, well, I've heard those guys talk.
Hey, man, our tech boy's doing really well for the first
oh my
major
gosh Ludwig Oberge is doing
hey,
awesome.
Don't you know he loved it when that wind picked up yesterday?
No, going, this is my
yeah,
cup
this
of
is
tea.
My kind of golf right here.
And they just gush over him whenever they talk about him.
I know,
right? He's mature beyond his age, and he just looks like he's having the best time of his life. And
he's just a good guy too. I mean,
he's just a good man. That is the that should be the face of golf right there. It's a great interview.
Yeah.
And you know, Greg Sands said it 2 years ago. This guy's going to win a major, and he knew it back then. And so yeah, I think for Aberg, as we used to call him, or Oberg, or however you say it now, man, he would want some of the wins.
We had it wrong all those years.
We did, and he was just so gracious. He just smiled.
We call him Ludwig forever. Ludwig. It's Lud. Yeah. Ludwig. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, he's doing good. But I tell you, Scottie Scheffler's a pretty good face for golf, too.
Yes.
Even though he's a Longhorn, that's what hurts him.
Yeah. No, he is, and he was on a streak. He could have won three in a row, and he missed a short putt the week before, and absolutely. And then you've got a LIV guy, DeChambeau, right up there.
Yeah.
And then the sleeper is Max Homa. Max Homa had probably the easiest round of all of them to be at minus six. So it was a really, really tough day. Winds there at Augusta and the greens were firm. It was probably one of the tougher days we've seen there in a long time.
Have you played Augusta before? Have you played?
No, but I'd love to if you guys could arrange that.
Have you been there? Have you ever been there?
I have 15 years ago. Yeah.
Hey, when did you open? What was the open date for Golf USA?
It was 30 years ago.
Just give us. Is that, can you believe that, Stacy?
It was 11/18. November 18th of 94.
I know.
Is that 30 years?
I know what 11/18 means. he thinks we're stupid.
Well, he's not sure.
I know. Yeah. Well,
you don't want to assume anything.
November 18th of 94.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to be specific. Yeah.
That is
awesome.
Pretty
specific.
And you have really built it into a wonderful store. I'm telling you, everything you could need except for golf carts. And you got the push ones, but you don't have the motorized ones.
Yeah, he's got them.
I mean, the ones you ride in.
Yeah.
You don't have those.
You got the motorized ones that you can motorize them right into the
right
lake.
In the lake.
Right into the lake. Yes, sir.
So anyway.
We just need ones that float now.
Yeah, that's right.
They probably have them.
Let me know when you get them.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
It's so great. You've done a great job with that store, and people love shopping with you.
Well, I appreciate that, and truly by the grace of God, and just Lubbock, I wouldn't want to raise my family or be anywhere else.
There you go.
I'm with Lubbock.
Hey, speaking of your family, one of your daughters was like a gifted golfer. I'm assuming she still is. Went to college on golf. Where is she now?
She got married and quit golf and moved away.
Where does she live?
They live in Waco right now.
Oh,
bless her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. He works at a church there, and they're doing great.
Has she been down there in a summer yet?
Yeah, they've been down there.
Oh,
absolutely.
So hot in Waco. All that place.
Yeah.
So he's a minister of some kind.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good.
But they have air conditioner at the church, so it's good.
That comes in handy.
They don't have to be outside.
Must be one of them nice churches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indoor plumbing.
Well, that's good.
One of the
top
churches there.
I know it.
So she married she's a preacher's wife.
Yes.
Wow.
That is correct.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yay, her.
Yeah, good kid. They're in this week for the celebration, so maybe she'll get out on the golf course.
That's why she had to quit playing, because the language you use when you play golf is not appropriate for a preacher's wife.
Well, it is. Golf is a four-letter word.
So. It is.
Sure seems to be.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. Well, I'm November the 18th of 94. I'm going to write that down.
I've already committed it to memory.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Good. All
right.
You'll see that quits working here pretty quick.
Stacy, since you've been to Augusta, I'm going to let David participate. And, Ben, if you want to participate, you can too. Which of the following is not the name of a hole at Augusta National? You ready?
Well, Stacy will know for sure.
Flowering Crabapple?
Okay.
That sounds like it would be.
It sounds like it wouldn't be.
So far, that's the answer.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
No, that's the answer so far.
Okay.
Tea olive, yellow jasmine, and rosebud.
I think Rosebud is definitely a hoe.
Okay.
Stacey, you pick one that's definitely a hoe.
Pick one that's definitely a hoe. The first one, flowering crabapple tree.
Okay.
I didn't write them down. I can't remember.
Okay, that's right.
I couldn't remember 11,
hey,
18. So
just say the one that David said and say that you feel like that's the right answer.
Oh, Rosebud's not.
The answer is Rosebud.
That was too easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the name of a movie or something.
Yeah, it was Citizen Kane.
Yeah. That's what he said before he died.
Yeah.
Right.
Why would you say that?
Huh?
Why would you say that?
You'd have to watch the rest of the movie. I don't know. It's about how far I got into the movie.
Rosebud.
But it's supposedly one of the top two or three movies of all time.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know about that. Gone with the Wind.
Well, it's probably up there, too.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'll ask our next guest, Ryan Palmer. Have you ever been around Ryan Palmer?
No, but man, if we could play golf, if you want to arrange that, that would be awesome.
Oh, okay. We can do that. Will you come if we do it?
Yeah, absolutely, I would.
Okay, he's going to be on the show here at 10 o'clock.
Man, that great West Texas player.
Oh, man, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just having good guys on today.
Yeah, it's good guy day.
Good guy day at, is that for today? Good guy day at 10 a.
So some of you don't need to call in. And we probably don't need to be here either.
Green those calls, yeah.
All right, give us some thoughts on this Masters, other than I think Auber, if the wind would pick up, would have a chance to get up there in the top handful.
You cannot talk to this Masters without talking about Tiger Woods. He set a record for the most cuts made. He's played more in the last 2 days than he has in the last year. He's played more holes in the last 2 days than he has in a year, and he still made the cut, and he's
comfortably
seven shots off the lead. It's just unbelievable.
Isn't he one over?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, he comfortably made the cut.
Sports talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
All righty, welcome back to Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby. We are honored to have on a special guest today, Ryan Palmer, a professional golfer from Amarillo, Texas, went to Amarillo High School. Ryan, good to have you with us.
He's a Sandy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Yeah, we all grew up in this same neck of the woods. Of course, Jared Greaser's a good friend of ours. He won't claim it, but we'll claim him. But and I know he's a good friend of yours.
Our famous kicker.
Yeah, I know. You were a year older than Jarrett, weren't you?
I think that's he's a year older than me.
He's a year older. Younger. Okay, you're younger than him. Well, we're honored to have you on. I know you're not playing in the Masters this week, but you've played. How many have you played? Like seven times?
I've been blessed to have had seven goes at it, yes. So I think I made a cut three or four times. Had a 10th place finish back in 2010, I think.
That is so awesome.
So I've had some fun times around that place. It's a special place for sure. You miss it every year when you watch it on TV. And, of course, it's the one tournament I'll sit down and watch a lot of. But, hopefully we'll get another crack at it.
Well, what would it take to get another crack at it? You got to win a tournament? Or what are a couple of the other ways you could get back to Augusta?
So, one being winning a full FedEx Cup points tournament. Byron Nelson Colonial, one of those. Finish in the top 30, so make the tour championship at the end of the FedEx Cup season. And top 50 in the world come December 31st gets in. And there's another top 50 cutoff weeks prior to the Masters. So those are guaranteed ways in for sure. And there's always other ways of FedEx-wise I think you can play in leading up to it. But, you go winning takes care of all. Let's put it that way.
It does. You played at Amarillo High. Then you went somewhere else first. Then you went to North Texas, right?
Yeah, so after my graduating from Amarillo High in 95, North Texas was kind of the only scholarship I was offered. And I grew up an Aggie fan as a kid. I had a neighbor that was an Aggie and just kind of took me in like that. So, I didn't get to go play anything right out of the chute, but spent a year at North Texas under David Foster, and what an experience for me. Our team had a good team. We won conference that year. I won the individual, and then lo and behold, a guy I grew up with, Ty Cox, teammate in high school, was at A&M playing already, and they wanted a player and needed a player, and he talked to the coach about me, and we had some conversations, and
dream
I was
come
able
true.
To transfer in. And
he was all Big 12, by the way. You were all Big 12, weren't you?
I did 3 years of all Big 12. I was blessed to be an Aggie.
Well, it shows you're relatively young then if you're not all Southwest Conference, you're all Big 12. So,
yeah. Right when he got out of high school, the Big 12 started the next year.
Okay. Our before
we played the inaugural Big 12 in 97.
I thought you'd be awful close to the Southwest Conference age guy. But before we get into all that, let's go back even before that, because I watched a little five-minute ditty on you, and I think the very first person – talking in that thing was Donald Allen, who's one of our buddies out at Lubbock Country Club, and he talked about watching you at the age of 9, I think, and seeing something special in you, and he sort of prodded you into golf, didn't he?
He did. I mean, obviously my dad took me to play for the first time and, introduced me to the game, but as I got into wanting to practice and play, we were fortunate enough to be members at Tascosa Country Club where Don was working, and I remember the days he'd come drag me out of the pool, and
come his take you out of the
Ryan,
pool.
Let's go. It's time to go to work. He'd take me to the range and throw a big basket of balls and watch me hit balls. And I tell you what, you talk about one of the best golf swings. Don Allen had one of the best golf swings.
Yeah,
watching him hit it, and he just stood over me, days, weeks, years, hours, just pounding balls and watching, and he became kind of, I mean, just a guy that helped groom me with the game of golf. And what was really cool is I was able to take him to Augusta that first year in 05.
Oh my god, that is so great you did that.
Yeah.
You know, he's at Lubbock Country Club now. We see him all the time, and he eats lunch with us some, and he's a good friend. And if everybody worked like Don Allen works, this would be an amazing world, because is the most dedicated guy. We love him.
He is. He's very special, special in my heart for what he's done for the game of golf. Tascosa, the folks in Amarillo, what he's doing there in Lubbock. He'll text me every now and then just to catch up. But, he's someone I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Wait, and you took him to your very first Masters? Who all did you take to your first Masters?
At the time, my wife Jennifer, we didn't have kids yet, and then of course my parents, Jen's parents, my coach at the time, Neil Wilkins, James, who was caddying for me, and his wife, and then I think his mom was there, and we all stayed in this one house, which
great.
Was crazy. This one big house we rented, and Don wasn't staying with us, but we were able to get him to and from, and well, he. In the candy store out there watching him walk those fairways.
Yeah, how about that? What were you like walking? Was that the first time you'd ever been to Augusta?
I actually gone in 03 when I was on the Corn Ferry Tour. So we were able to go watch, and Dad and I went and watched one year. And then prior to the Masters in 05, I was able to go play with Dad. I took him, had a member that hosted us, and we got to go spend a day and play the golf course together.
How about that? Did you make that first year?
I did.
Attaboy. There's got to be some nerves going on.
That's got to be a thrill. I get two more rounds on this thing.
I tell you what, if there's change in my pocket, they all fell out on that first tee.
Hey, we go back even further talking about your dad. I know he was a tremendous influence. Joe Heffley's a guy here in Lubbock that's been cutting hair for 70 years or something like that. He said Ryan Palmer's dad cut hair. He was a good friend of mine. That's Joe Heffley. Did your dad cut hair?
He did. In my early childhood days, he was a barber, worked in a barber shop. And
how about that?
He was a barber. So then he got into the pallet business for 30 plus years. But yeah, he was a. There's pictures of me in a chair, him cutting my hair for the first time when I was young. When I was a little boy, mom had a picture of. So,
Pretty cool.
Well, he must have been a pretty good barber to be a member at Tascosa Country Club.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's say that was after the barber time.
Oh, that was
that was the pallets.
That was the pallets.
Exactly.
That's great.
This is so cool to have you on the show today. And Jarrett Greaser, who was an outstanding kicker at Amarillo High and also at Texas Tech, is when he got to, I was just talking to him, and he said, "Yeah, Ryan Palmer's a good friend of mine." And I go, "Come on now, you're not." And both Amarillo Sandys.
Yep. He and my wife were in the same grade. They were class of 94.
Okay.
And then I was 95. But, yeah, I knew Jarrett through and throughout high school and watched him, you know, kick his way through Texas Tech. And he's always been a close friend of ours, and he and his wife. And, yeah, so we keep in touch with them a lot. And he's a dear friend of Jen and I's.
Well, just so you know who you're dealing with here, Gary Ashby and myself, David Thetford, we were Monterey Plainsmen. So we don't care much for Sandys.
Yeah, we didn't have much relationship with the Monterey kids.
Well, I was an Amarillo Gold Sox for two years. I lived literally across the street in the Bell Place Apartments from Amarillo High. Now, this is after it burnt down. You were after it burnt down, weren't you?
Yeah, he was.
I was after that. My dad was there back then.
That was 1970 or something, 71, when it burned down.
He went to that high school. I guess he wasn't there when it burned down, but he went to that high school that burned down.
Okay. Well, literally right across the street from Amarillo High was where I lived when I lived in Amarillo. So
that's a good place to live.
Yeah.
Amarillo Gold Sox. Well, that's a throwback name.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, that would have been, let's see how old you were. This would have been 79 and 80. Were you even born?
Yeah, I'd have been four or five years old.
Oh, well, you might have gone out to it. Dad might have drug you out to a Gold Sox
game. I vaguely remember a few games. I remember those pretty brown and gold uniforms.
Yeah. Just
nothing like brown and gold.
Oh, it looked like bananas almost. It
was rotten bananas.
Looks like rotten bananas. That's exactly right.
Oh, man. Who are you pulling for in the Masters? Do you have a favorite you're pulling for?
Any of your
for?
Buddies playing?
Scotty's a close friend of mine. We have the same coach, Randy Smith.
Royal Oaks.
Together.
Yeah.
We play a lot together, and I've told everybody here, I think it's over. I think if Scotty putts good, he'll take off, I think, the way he's hitting it. Bryson's showing a good – playing well, but I think it's – I think Scotty's the man to beat, no doubt about it, in my mind. I think if he putts average, I think he's going to – he'll be there at the end to – either win it at the end or run away with it, in my opinion. Yeah.
So y'all are good buddies.
Yeah, so me and him, we play a lot back home here. He and Jordan, Speed, obviously, and then we play a lot of golf with Romo. But Scotty and I do a lot of practicing together, play together at Royal Oaks, and, you know, obviously working with Randy Smith. So
we had Randy on the show, by the way, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we were talking about, but he was on
probably
this.
Probably golf.
Yeah, we were talking about golf, but maybe it was when Scheffler was kind of coming out. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And
I'll never forget meeting Scotty when he was in high school, and we hit some, and then he comes back from Texas, and he's grown 3 feet, and I'm like, goodness gracious, what are they feeding you?
Yeah.
But just watching him progress and what he's become is spectacular.
What's really neat about Scheffler and you and some of you guys, it'd be real easy to be arrogant, pompous, a jerk. It'd be real easy.
Yeah.
But you guys are just wonderful guys, and you give back, and you're good with the kids and all that. And when you got faces of golf, I think y'all are the kind of guys we want to be the face of golf.
Well, I appreciate that. There's plenty of those other ones out there. Don't worry.
There's plenty of pompous ones. You know, there for a long time, Tiger was that way. But Tiger has changed.
There's plenty of those other ones.
Tiger has changed, hasn't he, Ryan?
I think so, yeah. Around the locker room, he's definitely more humbled, I think. You see, he's definitely around the guys a lot more. Yeah, when he was early years dominating, I mean, it was – you could just feel a presence around him, and he was so to himself on the golf course, how he worked and went about his business. But he was okay in the locker room, but definitely more approachable now than he was, you know, when he was just dominating all those years. And I think he's really enjoying more and more being around guys and, you know, the Ryder Cups, the President's Cups, as captains, and – which I think we're going to see that come next year. But yeah, he's definitely seems to be happier around guys and more involved. Yeah.
Life has a way of humbling you.
I saw him signing all that stuff for kids at this year's Master. He was just signing one right now, and I appreciate him doing it. Are you friends with Sean O'Hare? He lives in Lubbock now. He's from Lubbock originally.
Very well. Yeah, Sean's a good friend, and we go back and forth and have a lot of banter with the Eagles and Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
He's being an Eagles fan and all, but no, I knew Sean moved back there. I saw him a month ago or so, and we were talking, and he had talked about moving back to Lubbock, and he was kind of enjoying it and happy to be back there. So, yeah, Sean's a good guy.
Yeah, and, of course, we're all proud of Ludwig Obears or whatever you say his name. He's a Red Raider.
Well, how would you say his name?
Ludwig Aberge.
No, we would say A, but it's like O.
It's apparently Obear.
It's got that little.
I say it Texan. How do you say it in Texan?
Yeah, we called him that for 3 years here at Tech, and he didn't once say, hey, guys, it's not Aberge. It's Obear. Yeah. But he's another one of those really good people.
Yeah, good guy.
That's going
yeah.
to be the one of the faces of golf.
He's a special talent. He's got a he's fun to watch swing. I'm gonna tell you what, I'll sit there and watch him swing it. It's pure. I mean, he's gonna win a lot. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, we're proud of him. We've had him on the show, and he was so nice and classy, and we just talk about instantly have an impact. Get up there and, you know, was he on the Ryder Cup team from over there?
Yeah.
I mean, you make it your first year out, and you're like.
Exactly.
And
he
even had a couple of points for him,
too. Yeah, so. I'll give him a pass. He's a Red Raider, so that's okay.
There you go. There you go. Well, we're going to give you a pass because you're an Aggie then.
Yeah.
We'll call it even.
We miss y'all being in the conference. I think we're messing up. It's going to change more, but boy, I just miss the days when the Aggies and the Longhorns and the Red Raiders and everybody was battling with one another. Those were great days.
Some of our biggest memories were Tech A&M games.
Yeah,
basketball.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, I always remember the goalposts going in the stands there in Lubbock, or wherever they did that at.
They took it down the street.
Well, my son was riding on it. He was riding on the goalpost as it went down the field. So
there's a lot of hatred there. I think for a long time.
Sure miss that hatred.
I know it. We sure miss it. You know, Zach Thomas was in town this past week at the golf tournament, the Letterman's Association golf tournament.
There's a big A&M Tech memory right there.
Just, and they talked about it. They went out on the field and interviewed him, and he was where he was when he picked the pass off and took it back for the touchdown. Those were
– I remember those days. Yeah, of course.
And ran into the bell. Hey, another deal I watched in that little five-minute ditty I watched that Don Allen talked a lot in was that you started a foundation up there. And you did it your first year on the tour. I mean, most people be thinking, hey, I'm trying to survive out here. And you're thinking, yeah, I'm trying to survive, but I'm also wanting to help my people back in Amarillo. So do you still have the foundation?
Yeah, we do. Ryan Palmer Foundation. Yeah, it was something back in 2003. I just, a good friend of mine, Billy Slaughter, who I grew up with, and with my dad, we were kind of hanging around. It was something I had a vision of doing. You know, being around my dad and, Vance and Chris Reed at Coors and, the Coors Cowboy Club and dad being a Shriner. So I saw everything they did for the community, all the, events they put on, the charitable work, they were always around and the kids they helped. And it was something that I just took a heart to. And, it's something I wanted to do. And I always say that, my dad and all the people around Amarillo helped raise me to be who I am and play this wonderful game. So it was my way of just saying thank you. To give back to the city and the community that helped groom me. And, it's carried over here into DFW as well with our dental program, providing kids with the necessary dental needs they need. And, we do a lot of stuff there with the NTPGA and MRL as well. And, with our breast cancer initiative as well after my wife was diagnosed at 16. So, it's been great just to be able to see the smiles one little smile. It's amazing when it puts
brighter smiles. That's Brighter Smiles Initiative. Hey, we're really pleased to have you on the program. I can tell you that.
Sports talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, we hadn't talked about, we're going to get Gus on here in a minute, but we hadn't talked about the Red Raider Club, and I'm telling you, they have got it going on, doing a great job. Andrea Tyree and her team are just doing fantastic work, and I would just encourage everybody to be a part of the Red Raider Club. It's
always been important, but probably more so now than ever before.
Yeah, and they've got a great team down there that'll help you. So there's great benefits from being a part of the Red Raider Club, too. So,
all right, I think LISD, or the area, is not going to do summer school, and that's what a lot of kids go to, and they get their meals, get breakfast and lunch. So let me tell you what, they're not advertising with us. I'm throwing this one in here. Lubbock Meals on Wheels. Go to lubbockmealsonwheels.org, not .com, but .org, and probably need to help them now more than ever. They've always been a wonderful addition to our community. But anyway, Lisa Gilliland at Lubbock Meals on Wheels.
Good. You know who's helped them for years? One of our good friends, and his family did it too, Curry Blackwell. He's just been
I wouldn't doubt that
so faithful to help. And
I doubt a lot of what you say, but I do not doubt that at all.
Yeah. Well, that's
hey, real quickly, let's update our – and Gus can help us with this too, but let's update our referees from earlier. officials that we like that are on our most favored nations deal. We got, somebody said Curly Hayes.
We got a bunch of people, yeah.
Gib Weaver.
Gib's the Gibber.
Clint Ramsey. One of the all-time great human beings.
Yeah.
Clint, I think he moved to Vegas because his family's out there. Not for gambling reasons. He just moved out there. And then, let's see, we got Tim Hatch. We got Nathan Blackwood. Did I say Nathan?
Nope, Nathan Blackwood, head baseball coach at Lubbock Christian.
All right, Gus, we wanted to have you on because Lacey Underalls passed away, and we wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a couple months, but
have you gotten over it?
Yeah, well, I only know that because we talked about it on the show. That's what you do when you got 15 hours a week. You might be able to fill 5 minutes with a hot topic like that everybody can remember and relate to. Yeah.
Well, the deal I read made it sound like it was a couple of days ago.
Did
you go to the service?
Yeah. I paid my respects, but it was probably in a less than holy way.
Come on now, Gus.
You mind elaborating on that, Gus?
No, I'd rather not.
Okay. All right.
I was really fond of her work.
Yeah, that's right. One of the all-time great actresses.
Good night. Hey, I will add a little interesting trivia question. The very first Southwest Conference baseball game that Texas Tech ever played in, you know who the umpire was in that game?
I'm going to say Gib Weaver.
Yeah, he was a home plate umpire. It was out at Lowry Field because there had been bad weather or whatever, and it was the Longhorns that were in there playing.
Playing at Lowry Field.
How about that?
And then the next day, I think they got to move it back on campus. And, I remember looking up the box score because one of the guys that pitched for us, I think when Gio was working in Kent Hansen's office, he called me and he goes, hey, that first game, whatever, blah, 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 about that thing. And I had looked it up for something and pulled out the box score, and I was reading because the guy – evidently, Kent Hance had, and someone in our state legislature started and pitched in that game for Tech. And it'd be a name you'd remember, Coach Ash, but he started and pitched in that game, took the loss or whatever, and then years, you know, was in accounting, went down into the downstate.
Oh, Gary Hughes?
No, it wasn't Hughes, and it wasn't Gary Washington, but you're right in the right era. Exactly, team.
It's Gary, and it wasn't me.
No, 1968. But anyway, I was looking at that box score because I was like, yes, he did, in fact, pitch that game and do this and that and whatever. And he was in the state legislature.
I think he was a Monterey. Was he a Monterey guy?
I don't believe so.
Okay, now you'd have known that.
Yeah, and and so I confirmed that for him. I'm looking at the box score, and the umpire was Gib Weaver. I'm like, well, Gib, you've been holding out on us. We need some scores there.
I wonder how many games Gib Weaver's called in basketball and baseball.
It's
thousands.
He had that big old – remember those big old chest protectors they used to have?
Yeah,
balloon bills.
Yeah.
That's really what Gib used to have that, and I remember thinking that was pretty unique.
Yeah.
But, no, Gib's wife was my third or fourth grade teacher. And she's the one that gave me a U in citizenship.
Yeah, she was right on track.
Well, yeah,
I was probably the first. We
made amends and we were friends.
No.
Before it was all said and done.
That might have been a pretty accurate from the stories I've been told.
Oh no,
pretty accurate.
I certainly wouldn't argue the U. I mean,
hey Gus, let me ask you this: who votes for the Big 12 preseason poll? They evidently don't have a clue what's going on.
Did you vote on it?
No, it's the coaches. It's the coaches.
They don't have a clue.
I know, but well, they damn sure don't with the new conference and all these new teams and all that stuff. Everybody's just throwing names on the sheet. But, yeah, they got TCU and Texas wrong, it would appear, didn't it?
Yeah, they did.
Well, that's
TCU's in last place now.
Hey, that's unbelievable because this isn't a deal that they limped out of the gate or whatever. They were 11-0 in non-conference and just rolled through. It was a kind of a heavy Pac-12 heavy schedule, but they swept UCLA and they beat Arizona and USC and one of the Washington schools and stuff, which, you know, that doesn't mean a whole lot, but you'd still think that, you know, if they weren't really that good, they'd have gone 7-4 or something like that. And they're one of the not top five teams in the country.
I don't even
talk bad about them until we finish the series, and then we really talk bad about them.
They swept UCLA.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like
they
great.
Were doing really good things, and what I mean, their issue has been that their offense hasn't been any good of late. And so again, I don't want to even talk about it because of. If I believe in jinxes, I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, you think
it.
Grades came out, no pass, no play got them?
Yeah, hey. They lost three players.
All right, so they're undefeated, like Gus just said. Conference starts at Kansas. They lose 3-1 and 8-4 to Kansas, mm-hmm. and they win the third one. Then they go to Oklahoma. They get swept at Oklahoma.
Who's obviously better than we thought.
Yeah.
That was OU in Fort Worth, David.
Yeah.
That was in Fort Worth.
Oh, they did go to Fort Worth. It was in Fort Worth. Yeah. Oklahoma swept them.
They got swept at home, and you're kind of like, uh-oh, something's not right here. And then they went to Cincinnati last week and got swept.
They did get swept last week.
Cincinnati's down there in the bottom of the standings, and you kind of go, there's something. And it makes me nervous because I'm thinking, hey, I don't want those dudes. They're like at the bottom right now, and I don't want those dudes waking up with us in town.
No, they got run ruled at Cincinnati.
It doesn't sound like they're capable of waking up.
Well, I'm not. Let's all giggle about this next week. I'll call you on Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday, let's have a good laugh at TCU's expense.
I hope that's right. That's exactly
me too.
Right. We need to finish this thing off. But, you know, this conference deal is so interesting. A couple things. You think about Tech and our story, and it's something, you know, you've had textures the last couple of times on. You've asked me questions about pitching and this and that, and, you know, it's been exactly right. I did a little breakdown just, again, for the show and stuff, and this is all games. So this throws in the Gardner-Webb and Texas Southern and all that stuff with the just home and row or home and away from home because some of those games in Arlington were, at the very beginning, we're technically neutral site, but our ERA away from home is 4.10. I mean, and that's what you can win a lot of games with a 4 ERA, and at home it's a 6 something.
That's weird.
We're a hitter's ballpark, but most of the really pitiful teams we played were at home.
Yeah.
Hey, and Coach Ash, you're right. You're exactly right. People don't discount and think about this ballpark either. But I'm telling you that this year we have played in some blazing wind days. I mean, and I wish it was something I really tracked. But that whole weekend against Stanford, or that whole 5-game week with Stanford and Houston, wasn't just we've got a little breeze blowing across from right to left. It was howling every stinking game.
Yeah. No, and this ballpark's not set up for, you know, we really should have probably a little bit bigger ball field with the weather that because we're going to have wind.
And our dimensions are fair. When you go around the league, you go, well, our thing's bigger than that, and ours is bigger than that, and this and that. But it's just we're at 3,000 feet elevation, and we got a prevailing wind. And you go out there in the fall and watch our fall and our squads, and that game plays so much less offensive because in the fall, we rarely have wind. Go out there and it's a nice, honest ballpark and it feels right. You come out here in the spring, like, man, turns into a pinball machine sometimes.
Well, we really should commend our coaches for the type, and this goes back to Larry Hayes too, for the type pitching they're able to bring in here. Because let me tell you what, people can, I used to call it dirty rush, people can dirty recruit. Yeah, but they're shooting you straight when they're talking to a pitcher and saying, hey, your ERA is going to be at least 1 higher than if you pitch down here in Waco or in Austin or Houston, at least. So the fact that we've been able to get pitchers to come up here and compete and do well is a tribute to our coaches.
It's a fascinating thing to me that the guys I've wondered if there's some sort of a – if it's a cousin to the conversation about how golfers can come here and deal with elements and it helps them on the tour, that we get pitchers that come here and deal with what they deal with here. And think about the guys that we've got in the big leagues. Our hitters that aren't named Young, there's none of them close to the big leagues.
Yeah, and never have been.
No, it's Mashinsky. It's Beater in the big leagues with the Yankees. Coulon, now that's going way back. But Hampton's on the door, knocking on the door of the big leagues. McMillan was just in the big leagues. Davis Martin's in the big leagues, hurt. You know, like hey, it's all the pitchers that are getting to the big leagues, yeah. you know, that we've turned out here. And that, you know, some of those guys that, you know, walked in here and were Friday night starters from day one, Caleb Killian also on that list. Those, a couple of those guys, you go, that guy was late ready. But a couple of those guys came here and got a whole lot better and became big leaguers. And that's not all in the distant past. That's Chase Hampton doing it in 21 and 22. And, you know, but anyway, I just thought that was really interesting because I felt like, man, we played in a bunch of wind, and then you start to split those road and home numbers out. And here's the other thing. I didn't do this because I didn't have time, but anytime you break out a pitching number like that, break out the hitting number, and it's probably not really favorable to our hitters. Like, yeah, they go on the road, and they're all hitting 280 and 290 and 310 instead of 420 and 380, but we'll take it.
Well,
We won eight in a row now, Gus, and that
sure.
is, and we got to two more with TCU there, and then we're going to really find out what we're made of because I guess we're still going to Arkansas, aren't we?
Yep,
number one ranked team in the nation.
Well, yeah, how about that?
You're going to Arkansas, and you're playing the number one ranked team in the nation, but if you're playing them midweek, you're not playing the weekend Arkansas Razorbacks. No. Now, you are playing a team that's going to have really good midweek pitching, but – if you play them on the weekend, that's mano a mano. That's the big boys against the big boys. During the week, you don't know what you're going to have. I mean,
that's the same thing said about us.
Right. Same thing says about us. You know,
we're going to have.
But on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, it's best on best.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But you're still. They're not going to get our best either.
Playing one game.
Two.
Okay.
Two games.
And you know the way Tim's done that in the past, and I don't know that he'd just come out and say this, but you'll see it in the behavior. You know, if we're into the middle innings of one of those games and we've got a shot at it, we're going to see Josh Sanders. We're going to see all the guys, you know, like all the guys you run out there on the weekend. Like if we can get ourselves in a position to win one of these two games, he'll go all in on that deal because the RPI and then just the resume of it. Ooh, Texas Tech just went on the road to Fayetteville and got a game, you know,
This RPI will mean something. We thought we were going to get a good RPI with Stanford, and Stanford just, like TCU, they just decided not to show up.
Well, hey, look at the Longhorns, too. Like, that deal's not working well for us. And, hey, they got beat last night by Houston 9-2.
Yeah.
Or 9-1.
Yeah, they did.
And, hey, I'm telling you, and I'm not predicting this because I'm a fan and he needs to go or whatever, but I would bet you.
Yeah.
This is going to be it for David Pierce and tough deal because
especially going into the SEC.
Yeah. and I think all of that gets accentuated by 90 miles to the, what would that be, east from them is one of the top programs in the country, and it's a rising juggernaut, and they're pouring money into their baseball program and all that, and it's Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And
they're spending the bucks.
Yeah, they're throwing around the idea of $80 million renovation.
Yeah.
Renovation to their ballpark. Like, I don't know what you – most of us put $30 million into our stadium and get a new one, and they're talking about an $80 million renovation. I don't – yeah, that must mean that they're not taking down everything but home plate and the pitching mound. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, that's going to exacerbate the problem for David Pierce. And there's no telling what reaction Texas will have to that. In terms of they'll probably go out and try to get Tony La Russa to come manage there.
They'll throw some money at it, whoever it is.
Bruce Bochy. Yeah, the Rangers better get their contract money out. Coach Bochy is going to Austin.
Isn't Bochy great, Gus? Don't you just love this guy? He's just so calm, and nothing seems to bother him, and just a winner.
He's a pro, because folks are getting antsy, you know, when – stuff's not going right and everybody's getting hurt and all, and he's just great. And they had that tough deal on Thursday with a little jam shot infield pop-up thing that was screwy and nothing you could do about it and all. He didn't like it, but he just, hey, you know, 162 games, and you got to have that at that late. And Coach Ash, you know that better than any of us, but that if people don't want to be patient with a 56-game college schedule, 140, 160 games, that's a real patience.
All right, Gus, who wins today? Who's got the better pitchers today and tomorrow? You got 1 minute.
Yeah, they're TBA tomorrow, so I don't know, but I'm going to say we may have a pitching advantage tomorrow because their guys that came into the season as being weakened guys aren't pitching right now, like have a 6 ERA and have really struggled. And so I'm going to say we take two or three, and I'm really hoping we can sweep these dudes. But we need.
So you're saying if we win today, there's a really good chance we're going to have a sweep, and if we lose today, we still ought to feel pretty good about winning the series.
Yeah, I think the pitching thing sets up favorable for us yesterday. Now they do have the kind of bullpen guys that'll make it tough on us in one game if they play close.
Yeah, if they can just stay close. Okay.
Yep.
Gus, we appreciate you, man.
Hey, buddy. Fellas. You did great again.
All right. See y'all.
All right. Bye.
Not Gustafson.
Dr.
knows
Gustafson.
More stuff.
You've been listening to the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3. Catch the show live Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on Double T 97.3 FM or on the Double T 97.3 mobile app.